Blog Talk Radio.
I'm living near Los Angeles. I came from New York, and New York is a very liberal, democratic area for the most part. You know, New York City definitely is. So I moved to L.A. and for, you know, artists, I'm an artist, have these dreams, inspirations to be in the industry. And I've been out here a very long time. Now I've reached the point where at this time I'm no longer performing. I don't know what would change my mind, but 33 years, too long, but I'm going to still write music. My music is so important to me, so I was going to still write songs, you know, play the keyboard, put on my BMI, because I remember broadcast music for the last 30 years. I've been doing it for 33 years. I mean, I had too much struggle. But I do know that LA is full of, you know, misfits or people who are artists, creative. It's very liberal, democratic kind of city. The state is liberal. So that's what I am. I've always been that way. I have my own way, my style. I also have the other style that I, you know, try to keep away from. Nonsense, criminals, crazy people, nuts, vegetables. When I say vegetables, are insane people who don't understand common sense. But unfortunately, you know, I'm living in L.A. Why is I'm trucking nuts to me? I had this nut come up to me and follow me around for years. I had these nuts who think they can invade my home, made these allegations, peep in my home, and it's against the law. I don't allow that. It's just an allegation. That's a nut, a dangerous person. I don't want to attract that. But then again, it's L.A. You know, L.A. got some crazy people out here, you know. It has that reputation, you know, Hollywood. But I don't want to attract no nut to me who don't understand my boundaries. I don't know, or who say that. I don't know if it has happened, but I did not live in this place for someone to peep. That's just an allegation, but still it's crazy. Another crazy thing is someone saying, oh, I should go to priesthood. You think I'm going to be in a priesthood? That means got to be a damn crazy nut. First of all, I'm a Buddhist and I'm an artist. I have no interest in any kind of thing with priesthood or preaching. Oh, that's so sick. Where are they from? Down south? They talk like that. They act like that. Why ain't he down south or in a places like Oklahoma or someone like that? This is not a place for that. I'm an artist. My music is professional. Of course, I didn't get very well. You know, I like to be in, you know, I actually prefer to live in West Hollywood because it's center of the art, the entertainment industry. But I live near West Hollywood, not too far. So when I'm living near, you know, Studio City or Hollywood, West Hollywood, or the Valley, or Beverly Hills, or Glendale, or somewhere. You know, I like to, my emphasis is to attract Democrat liberals like me, you know, because I think like Hillary Clinton, but Bill Clinton, my mind is like open-minded or, you know, offbeat sometimes, but you make music, artists, actors, singers, musicians, recording artists. That's where I belong. That's my thinking. Very open-minded. I don't want to attract someone who's backward or is talking about something that don't pertain to this culture, particularly my life. That don't fit into my life. I'm not conservative. I never was. I won't hang out with no old-fashioned person who's prejudiced. Backward. Homophobe. Racist. Oh, no. And I don't condone that. Well, I have met some nuts. You know, I told you about the nuts of people who said it peeped in my home. Invasion of privacy is illegal. You know, that's a nut. That's a vegetable. These people are so insane. They don't understand reality. I wonder why they haven't got these people put in a hospital or prison or something locked up so they can keep away from people who are actually stable and understand reality, how to deal with people they don't know. And I don't even know these people. I don't want that around me. I don't want no criminal, too. They do have criminals, yes. No crazy people, no. They don't fit into my life. They don't fit. I'm a Buddhist. I'm very open. Listen, when I say these things, I'm very open to all people who are stable, who knows the difference between right or wrong, who knows the difference between boundaries, who don't talk about insane stuff or invasion of privacy. you know, who understand basic common sense, how to deal with people. These people don't know how to deal with strangers. I don't know why they come to me. I don't know why. I'm an artist. My music is for everybody, but I think some of this may have been because I got a little bit of celebrity. I'm not a celebrity. I have never been a celebrity, except on YouTube, and I don't want to be on YouTube for the rest of my life just doing that. That's why I'm, after 33 years, I have retired from performing at this time because it's just too much. But I'm going to continue to write and play music. I'm going to broadcast music. I'm a professional songwriter, professional singer. You see me on Vivo. You said that. So I have a little bit to try to get to the next level. If I get that break, then perhaps I'll come out of retirement, but not anymore. I mean, I struggled. I was homeless. I mean, I went through a lot. I attracted crazy people who thought that my music was theirs, who thought they can use it, who made up lies about my music. I own my music by law. You know, I own my place by law. They don't respect it. That's a crazy person. And they make up, and these people are not, you know, what really makes them so dangerous is that not only that I don't know them, they make up false allegations about me and they're not experts. They say something wrong with me mentally, something wrong with my health, and they're not a doctor. I don't want to attract this no con man, no criminal, no pervert, I don't want to attract that to me. No religious zealot. I don't want to attract no religious zealot to me. One said I should believe in Jesus. Well, I will say this. The honest truth, it should be separation of church and state legally. But if you really look at diversity, not everybody's going to believe in Christianity. There's a lot of Christianity. You don't use Jesus or use a religion to try to harass or hurt people. And I know Christianity is not a religion to harass or hurt people. It has nothing to do with it. There are lots of people who are happy who are not Christians and a lot of people who are happy who are. It depends. Everybody has their own niche. And whatever religions you or I believe in, then go for it. It's always going to be somebody believing something different from me. That's why it's always going to be somebody who look different or act different from me. And that's my motto, diversity. Do not discriminate or force upon something on beliefs that are only one belief. The world does not revolve around one belief. But I don't want to attract this nonsense, this old-fashioned. That don't pertain to me. And I want to attract some nut who think they can just come over here and look at, you know, say things that don't pertain to reality. Now, with the invasion of privacy, that's a crime. And I'm just saying it's crazy. It is an allegation. I never said it was. But when someone talk about it, that's sick. These people need to be locked up. They don't know how to deal with strangers or people or neighbors around them. I told you how you deal with people. You deal with them directly. You talk to them. You ask them. You get to know them. If you get to know them, then fine. If you don't, find somebody else. I came out here to be an artist. I suffered too much. 33 years and no money, nothing to show for it. But I did make a very, very little for my music. BMI gave me a very little. But I can't keep doing it thinking I'm going to make it at 33 years. So at this point, I stopped performing. So I don't know why they say it, but a songwriter I could be. But all my songs are copyrighted. You know, I'm attracted to, you know, I'm out here. I want to attract the music artist who's interested in my music legitimately, directly to me. I want to attract the record executive. Oh, I want to attract people who are Democrats or very open-minded people who I can connect to. Or I want to attract somebody, regardless of where they come from, who's interested in my music directly. I don't want nobody coming around driving the car, looking at me or commenting on me from a distance. That's crazy. We don't harass somebody. We don't harass strangers. You know, that is how it is. It's hard to go for that Hollywood dream, and that's what I came out here for. That's the main theme of California, you know. Artists, be yourself, believe in whatever you want. And I'm glad I'm living in a state like this compared to some other state where they're more close-minded. They're not close-minded in California. I'm glad I'm out here, but I don't want to truck a nut, a criminal, a con artist. You know, I want to, or some crazy person who don't understand reality. I want to track someone, direct executive, a stable person, and do it directly. If you can't do it directly, then move on. And all you have to do is move on. I'm blue. But I'm open to everything, you know. Common sense, stability, living my life, what's right or wrong, reality. I'm in touch with reality all the time. I want to be around people who are in touch with reality. People that I truck are not, I don't want that around me. As I said in previous podcasts, I cannot hang around a criminal, a con artist, an alcoholic, a drug addict, a criminal, a very crazy, sick person. I can't. Negative situation, negative consequences. But I like to attract very open-minded people. My music is for everybody to listen to enjoy. But if you're not, but I don't want to attract no unstable person or some religious zealot or someone say a priesthood or be a preacher. I ain't about to be no, oh God, that's crazy. Just because I do podcasts doesn't mean I'm a preach. That is insane. I just do podcasts. I'm an artist. I didn't get discovered. I'm an intellectual too. But I'm, you know, that's insane. Why would, I mean, take that old-fashioned shit and stick it up their ass and go some back to the East Coast. Go to another state. Don't come over here with that. I'm an artist. I'm an intellectual. I like to attract open-minded, stable people who are not criminals. The record executive who's interested in my music. The music artist who might be interested in me as a songwriter. Movies, whatever. I want to attract that or attract somebody who's interested in me, who I am, and come to me directly, who's open-minded, not old-fashioned person, not no homophobe, not no racist, no way. Because I look at people on the inside, not the outside. They can be so beautiful. Beauty is on the inside. I want to attract good, stable people who come to me directly. I don't want to hear, you know, I told you I had those crazy people talk about looking at my home. I don't want to track that. That's a nut. That's a vegetable. They belong in a hospital or prison or something. Because, you know, talking about something that's illegal. And I don't want to track no religious zealot. Okay, if you believe in Christianity, fine. Christianity is good, but it's not to be, you can't use it to harass people with it or any religion. The world, this country don't revolve around one religion. Separation of church and state, please. I'm very open. I'm a blue Democrat. Please let me be. I'm an artist. I'm intellectual. I'm living in L.A. If someone's interested in my music, and then fine, come to me directly. If you can't come to me directly, don't come at all. That's all I need to say on that topic. Just common sense. No crazies. No religious zealots. Don't say things that don't pertain to living in the Hollywood business or me as an artist living in L.A., please. And no unstable people come my way. But they came my way. I'm trying to figure out why is I'm attracting people who are so different from me that they're intolerable and they should be in a prison or a hospital. I don't know why. Society, the system needs to do something. I need to stay safe. I'm in L.A. to be an artist, to be an intellectual, not to deal with some crazy person or criminal or someone say about a preacher. I ain't no preacher. I never would be a preacher. Go to another state or another area or another person. That's not me. Podcasts is artistic. Art, music, intellectual. Good day, good night from Dove Night.